Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big game coming up for the Tigers. I had it backwards, so they're number 8. Ole Miss number 8 in the coaches' poll. LSU number 10. Ole Miss number 9 in the AP poll. LSU number 13 in the AP poll. So either way, it's a big matchup this week, and I think ABC's putting it on the big network, aren't they? Yeah, Saturday night. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. I meant the big network as opposed to ESPN. You know what I'm saying. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am okay. I tell you what, man, if you look at the SEC standings, LSU's got to like where they are.
Well, it's I think everything got reset last week, right?
Yeah.
Or last Saturday with all the big upsets. Tennessee losing, Alabama losing, and now finally LSU is really getting into SEC play. I mean, they've only played the one conference game, and that was against South Carolina. The rest of the games will be against conference foes. So the race really starts to heat up. And I think what we have seen through the first 6 weeks of the season, that anyone is beatable on any given Saturday.
LSU has had some issues, but they got a chance, man. I'm going to tell you what, it's just laid out all before them. Tell me about this Ole Miss team.
Well, this is a very good Ole Miss team. Obviously, they hit a bump in the road a couple of weeks ago when they lost to Kentucky. Wasn't a very good performance for their offensive line. They bounced back last week, won convincingly over South Carolina, but they suffered a significant injury in that game. Their best offensive player, one of the best wide receivers in the country, Trey Harris, went down with an ankle injury. We heard from Lane Kiffin yesterday, and Lane didn't sound very optimistic as far as him playing this Saturday. It doesn't look good. And if you remember, Trey Harris, who's from Lafayette, went to Como High School, torched the Tigers last year. He had 8 catches for 153 yards and a touchdown, and he's got over 50 catches this season. So he's a big part of their offense, and that's going to really hurt them. Meanwhile, you got LSU, as you mentioned, it sets up nicely for LSU. You got LSU coming off this bye, so they should have an opportunity. They're rested. Obviously, they had some guys that were banged up. Caden Durham, C.J. Daniels, Zy Alexander, all those guys with various injuries, and all of them are expected to practice this week. So other than not having guys that they've lost for the season, like Jacoby and Guillory and Harold Perkins, LSU enters this game relatively healthy.
What about the magic of Saturday night in Tigers Stadium?
Well, I mean, Brian Kelly talked about this a little yesterday as well, that it's going to be amped up a little bit. And not only is it the Saturday night in Death Valley, but they'll also be celebrating the 100th birthday or 100th anniversary of football games being played in Tiger Stadium. So they're going to have a big centennial celebration during this game. You know, you're already hearing from a lot of former players talking about some of their favorite moments. It's going to be a great night. The weather's going to be just absolutely perfect. It's a top 10 matchup, according to the coaches' poll. So these are the kind when it's July and it's 115 degrees out and you're thinking about fall, these are the kind of nights that you're thinking about inside Tiger Stadium, or if you're listening to the game on your radio or whatever you may be doing. These are the type of games that you crave for all season long, and you only get maybe one or two every year. I mean, LSU should have the possibility of getting two of these type of games when they host Alabama later this year. So it's going to be a special night inside Tiger Stadium.
The sun has found its home in the western sky. Is that how it goes?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
tell me about who steps up and takes the place of Harold Perkins.
Well, I think what we saw last week, or I guess it was 2 weeks ago, I mean, Whit Weeks and Greg Penn seem to be your two linebackers, and I think you know, we'll see who plays that star position, because they put Javie Toviano, who's a young defensive back, they put him over into the star position, because I think there's a belief that maybe they want to move Major Burns back to one of the regular safety positions. So we're still figuring out or waiting to see who exactly is going to play that star position that Harold Perkins would play when it was a 4-2-5 alignment, meaning four down linemen, two linebackers, and five defensive backs, and Perkins was kind of a hybrid safety linebacker. Now, who's going to be that hybrid safety linebacker? Toviano was moved there during the bye week. Does he see more playing time there? What about Major Burns? Because Major Burns was playing that star position. But I tell you what, Whit Weeks and Greg Penn, what we saw at least in that game against South Alabama and what we've seen a lot of, those are two really terrific linebackers. And Whit Weeks is all over the field, and Greg Penn is a tackling machine. It still remains to be seen, Tommy, you know, how much of a drop-off there is without not having Harold Perkins. Again, we talked about it a lot. He wasn't putting up huge stats, but he was somebody that opposing offenses had to account for. But how much does that really change? I don't know. I mean, you still want to see guys, you know, get tackles, force fumbles, get sacks, and stuff like that. And Perkins wasn't really producing.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At this season.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We're going back talking to Jeff Palermo about LSU taking on Ole Miss, the big game this weekend, Saturday night on ABC and in Tiger Stadium. If you got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. We come back 720 now. Time for traffic, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Talk about Garrett Nussmeier, if you will, a little bit. Jeff, I don't know that you can that he's getting the credit he deserves, but I think he's doing a really solid job at quarterback.
You're right about that, Tommy. I don't know if he really is getting the credit that he deserves because he has been outstanding. I think he's been better than most people thought. We went into the season thinking, yeah, you know, Garrett Nussmeier is going to make some big-time throws for you, but he might make some mistakes for you as well. But that hasn't been the case as far as making the mistakes. And, you know, he's been doing this with one of his best deep threats not available in Chris Hilton, who should play this Saturday. I know that's been a broken record. We've been expecting him to make a season debut after getting injured in preseason camp. The last two games we thought maybe Chris Hilton would play. He did not end up playing, but I would think this is the game that he finally suits up, and that gives LSU a little bit more of a deep threat. But, you know, you look at his numbers. And, you know, what's a little scary, now he doesn't obviously have the rushing yards as Jaden Daniels. I mean, he's not going to rush for 1,000 yards.
And that's what I was going to say. Look who he's following, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
but his passing yards, Tommy, are not that far off from what Jaden Daniels had. And Jaden Daniels, in the month of October, that's when, you know, he really started to take off. And then obviously had the huge games in November, in particular the game against Florida, and then at the end of the season as well against Texas A&M. So, you know, I'm not saying Garrett Nussmeier is going to win the Heisman. I don't think he's going to be in that contention. But this is a guy that, and we've already seen, you know, in one mock draft, that this is a guy that could be a potential top 10 pick next year as far as a quarterback goes. I mean, he has looked that good. He checks so many of the boxes, the strong arm, the moxie, the son of a quarterback coach. A guy that's been kind of sitting around. He's an older guy in the sense that he's been watching and learning, and he can move a little bit. So I'm really interested to see, now that LSU is strictly an SEC play, I'm really interested to see how Garrett Nussmeier raises his game even more to what we've already seen.
And when you look at this team as opposed to last year's team, you got three guys that they lost, Brian Thomas, Malik Nabers, and Jaden Daniels, that have the NFL on fire right now.
I mean, it's crazy, Tommy, when you think about it. You know, you have, you know, Jaden Daniels, the season that he's already off to. along with Joe Burrow. I mean, LSU is going to have, you know, in the next few years, probably two of the top five quarterbacks.
I meant specifically from last year's team, though, Jeff.
I'm getting, but, you know, then you got Ja'Marr Chase, and you got, and then you add Brian Thomas in there, and Malik Nabers is off to a fantastic start. Unfortunately, he's dealing with a concussion, so I know that's slowed him down, obviously, a little bit. But, man, he is these guys that were part of that 2023 offense, I mean, it's really no surprise to see what they've been doing. And then, you know, Brian Thomas had that long touchdown catch against the Vikings this past week against the Colts. So those guys have been just absolutely fantastic. It's amazing. How much LSU's producing at quarterback and wide receiver.
Anything special for Saturday night, like maybe alternating purple and green stripes, five-yard lines like they did for Notre Dame in 71, anything like that or not?
No, I would imagine there will be some kind of painting recognizing the 100th year of Tiger Stadium. I'm sure there will be some sort of logo on the field. But other than that, I think it's just going to be a good old-fashioned Saturday night in Death Valley. Against two really good Southeastern Conference teams.
People that don't know what I'm talking about, look up LSU Notre Dame from 1971 and see what the field looked like. Thank you, Jeff Palermo.
All right, Tommy.
Pleasure as always. You bet. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. We'll take a break, come back, talking about Buy American. Sounds great, but are you willing to do what it takes to do that? Right now, time for WWL First News.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.